It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Expedia.com, where you can find yours with Expedia. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. September 10th, 1984, genetic fingerprinting is discovered in England by Alec Jeffries. He was studying X-ray images and he saw what seemed to be a complicated jumble. He realized that this could be DNA-based biological identification, since every person has a unique DNA profile. However, the discovery of it was accidental outcome of the research Jeffries was conducting to trace genetic markers through families to better understand the inheritance pattern of illness. 1991, the Gopher Protocol, a distributed document search and retrieval network protocol designed for the Internet, is announced by Paul Linder and Mark McCahill at the University of Minnesota. 1996, the board of directors of the Boston Computer Society unanimously vote to halt operation of the not-for-profit operation. And in 1999, America Online states that William Red Ushel, the chief strategy officer of Sun Microsystems, would be taking over the position of chief technology officer. The position was held by Mark Andreessen, was the co-founder of Netscape. Also in 1999, the United States Department of Justice files court papers stating that the testimony of Microsoft's chairman Bill Gates in the company's antitrust trial was bizarre and not credible. And now this word from our friends over at Expedia. Las Vegas, Jamaica, San Francisco, China, New York, Portland, Florida. Have you been? Maybe you're from there and you need to start planning your trip home for the holidays. Now is the time to do that. With rates at their lowest for November and December, you can get great deals in planning your trip. That's where Expedia comes in, from air travel, hotels, cars, and full vacation packages. Because who doesn't want to be in a warm city during the coldest of winters? You can also earn Expedia points so you can use them on more trips all around the world. Get $25 off your first hotel booking at Expedia. Go over to geekazine.com/Expedia for more details. Over at Expedia, find yours. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. 2002, Apple Computer announces that computers shipping in January will boot to Mac OS X only, before they booted to Mac OS X and Mac OS 9. And version 8.4 of the TCLTK programming language is released. 2003, Adobe releases the Dreamweaver MX 2004 HTML editor. It was the seventh version of the application. 2004, the first public beta of Sabu, which is a program used to time subtitles to video, was released. 2007, BMW showed off the navigation system, which primarily uses Google, for its search engine. 2008, AOL rolls out new features to email, including the ability to check other email accounts from that site. Lembit Apik was arrested for riding his Segway outside the House of Parliament in the UK. The reason why he was arrested? Because the government created a Segway ban on public roads and pavements. Safety was the main reason. Also in 2008, Apple releases version 2.1 of the iPod Touch. They also settle a $14 million lawsuit over backdating, which was basically where a stock is sold and then backdated when the stock was at a certain price. And Arizona takes all of the death notices offline. They found that with so much information in the obituary, one could use that to create a situation for online fraud. 2009, the streaming music site Rhapsody was approved by iPhone to build an application. top WBA boxer Amir Khan sends a threatening message to Facebook in regards to taking down Facebook hate groups. Khan says that the pages were full of defamatory and illegal content and needed to be taken down as quick as possible, or quicker than possible. Apparently, Khan was a very hated person and boxer, although he was a good boxer, so I don't know. Also in 2009, Motorola introduces the Click, C-L-I-Q, which was their first smartphone using the Google operating system. It had an HVGA touchscreen and ran Android OS 1.5 Cupcake. And Microsoft is defending a claim that they didn't purchase a keyword to gain ad space to pornography websites. And in 2010, the Department of Justice and SEC expand their investigation against Hewlett-Packard. They're looking into whether HP subsidiary paid bribes in Russia to help with a multi-million dollar contract. And Google launches Family Safe Center. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.